What the hell am I keep getting stuck on something back here? Like Velcro or something. Okay, folks. My clock says 7. So, thank you for being here. And welcome to the December 5th, 2023 meeting of the Orland Park Plan Commission. Will everybody stand, please, for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Begin with a roll call. I'm Nick Parisi, your chairman, and obviously I'm here. Commissioner Paul?
Here.
Commissioner Zamparelli?
Here.
Commissioner Sanchez?
Here.
Commissioner Nugent is on his way. He gets stuck in no traffic, but he will be here. Commissioner Zatar indicated that he would not be here tonight. And we're still missing Commissioner Schuessler. I'm not sure whether he'll be here or not. So, moving forward. There he is.
That's Ed.
Commissioner Schuessler. Welcome. Okay, the meeting is in order, and I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes for the November 21st Plan Commission meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Paul.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sanchez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I abstain.
I wasn't here.
And Commissioner Zamparelli abstains. Okay. I move to open public hearings I move to open public hearings.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We open public hearings with item number 2023-0898, substantive amendment clarify driveways and driveway apron regulations. Staff?
I respectfully request the staff report be accepted into the record as written and presented during the meeting.
Is your speaker on?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I want to tilt it a little towards you, the microphone.
Wisdom, can I just ask a quick question? Was this the continued hearing from the last?
Yes.
Okay. So we open it as a continued hearing.
Okay. Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
No, I just want to clarify. I just want to make it clear for the record.
Yes.
Noted.
So this amendment will ensure consistency with future changes by specifying the driveway construction requirements in the village code, while referring to the land development code for zoning-related regulations, such as widths, lengths, setbacks, things concerning driveways and driveway aprons. This amendment will make the Land Development Code and the Village Code more efficient and easier for not only the staff, but also the public. Here are the changes that we've proposed. We're going to move these parts in blue to the Land Development Code, and we're going to reference it also here. We've added that piece. Here we have just removed the duplicate phrases and kept the number for clarity. Lastly, we have inserted the parts that were in blue from the previous two slides, which were originally in the Village Code, to the Land Development Code. In addition, the amendment references the Village Code for information related to the construction specifications for driveways and driveway aprons. So the staff recommends to accept the findings as fact, as discussed at this Plan Commission meeting within the staff report dated November 29th, 2023. And the staff recommends that the Plan Commission recommend to the Village Board of Trustees to consider the approval for section 3-4-6-2 presented in the attached report 12, as you guys have. And the staff also recommends that the Plan Commission approve the Land Development Code amendments as they are presented in the staff report.
Thank you.
And just a point of clarification, we originally requested the continuance because I guess we'll call the Village Code like the recipe that's needed to construct pavement, but we wanted like the zoning, like distance and area, that sort of thing in the Land Development Code. We want to work with engineering more on like the recipe part of transferring some of that out of the Land Development Code into the Village Code. So this will be part one of two. Part two will be determined in the future.
In the future. Thank you. Just one point of clarification. Where did I see this? It says, minimum concrete thickness of 6 inches. We've seen a lot of these driveways are made of brick.
Pavers.
Pardon?
Yep, brick pavers.
Pavers.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be mentioned? Or did I miss it?
I remember seeing the six. Let's see.
Are you referring to what's in the Village Code or in the Land Development Code?
I'm sorry, hon.
It's up there on the screen in the gray at the bottom that the residential aprons have a minimum concrete thickness of 6 inches.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right, that's what you're.
Right, that's what I was referring to.
Yeah, I believe the paver requirements are referenced elsewhere, if not in that section. I'm not sure off the top of my head. The paver requirements, so they're separate than the concrete requirements, but I believe they're in the same section, if not referenced in the Land Development Code correctly. So.
Okay. I'll go to my commissioners if anybody has any comments or questions. Commissioner Zamparelli?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Why? Why are we changing this?
So we're really changing this just to clarify things because we have things both in the Village Code and in the Land Development Code, so it can often get a little bit confusing for the public to be referencing two different things. So we're just trying to clean it up a little bit to where, like Carrie mentioned, mm-hmm. some of those ingredient components such as like thickness and concrete are in the Village Code, whereas like the regulations as far as like setbacks and how wide a driveway has to be is within the Land Development Code. So we're just moving things around.
It says that the maximum width for driveways. I never thought we can have too wide of a driveway. I mean, obviously, like, take up the whole yard, but yeah. But I would think a minimum is more important than a maximum. I'm just trying to get clarification.
Well, I'd say most people want wider than
right.
What is allowed? So just
putting
a minimum, it might. I mean, we do have lot coverage standards and that sort of thing. But I guess our Village Code regulations were more specific to like driveway apron width versus driveway width the part between like the sidewalk and the house, where the land development code, I think it was just like we took the apron width and just kind of went all the way up. So depending on which code you looked at, you thought you could have either a wider or narrower driveway. So that was really what kicked off this.
See, a 16-foot wide driveway is not a wide driveway. I have in some spots 20. You know, and I'm just thinking people are gonna. Mine's an asphalt driveway.
That's probably for a two-car garage, right?
I got a unique situation.
Sure. And that would be okay. Like a unique situation would be okay. We're essentially, if that section is really referencing the point between the sidewalk and where your driveway starts. If it has to flare elsewhere, you know, we can absolutely look at that. But if you're saying okay, single car garage, which again, new construction would be pretty rare, I would say, for a single car garage. Right. But having 10 foot at that sidewalk is pretty standard, yeah.
All right. So on a single foot, it was 10 feet wide, which is okay.
10, 20, 30, essentially, based on single, double, yeah.
Because the garage door is usually 8 feet wide, so if you got a foot on each side, I could go with that. But mm-hmm. I was more concerned with maximum. I'd rather see minimum, because it's not a bad thing to have people want a big driveway, right?
Well, there's lot coverage, and raindrops need to go somewhere.
Then they wouldn't also pass. They wouldn't pass the code because they wouldn't have the absorption rate, right? You know, if they pave too much of the driveway, so I think that I'd rather see somebody push for a larger driveway so they're not running over lawns. That's what I see sometimes. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Fairway. We had really small driveways, 10 feet, and it seemed like most people couldn't make that. Or just like I said about BJ's, all right, they couldn't make those parking spaces. People have a hard time with these big vehicles. Yeah. That's why I'm a little concerned with making things the maximum when we should have gone with minimum. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. But
well, it seems when you get closer to the street level,
it can flare.
You don't want
the street,
such a width that you're encroaching on easements.
mm-hmm. And the width
where you're encroaching on your neighbor. I can see when you can flare them out and you cut to your neighbor. I've seen that, you know, but those are all special. That doesn't happen that much, does it?
I would say personally, it's easier to regulate a maximum, I would say, than a minimum. Again, when you have a situation where somebody is proposing a quote-unquote too large of a driveway, but they have the available lot coverage for that, you don't really want a situation where you have that. You'd rather dictate the size of the driveway and then everything else fall into place behind that, just if that makes sense.
Go ahead.
I don't think either way is necessarily right or wrong. It's just I think this is the best way for us to regulate the code.
No, it's public.
Yeah. I don't want a maximum because that easement, if we have to ever go through there with utilities.
Excuse me. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you. Would you please tell us who you are and?
Joel Vanessa.
Okay, and you're with Public Works.
Yes.
He's the director.
Thank you. Well, I don't get around much.
Yeah. Okay. We prefer the maximum because you have to replace that if you're doing any kind of work. And if you get bigger, that's an extra cost to the village than to replace that apron when you have to cut through there. Also, we got requests to say, hey, this driveway, I want to build a sidewalk to my house. And we're like, well, along their concrete apron, you know, to try to increase the width and width and width, you know, so they're trying to get around the rules, you know, mm-hmm. to expand their concrete. So
okay, I
perspective.
Thank you for the clarification.
I just really wanted to know. I'm one of those guys that wants wider, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that's all. Thank you.
Yeah. And they made these rules for you.
It seems like it. Doctor is singling me out.
Anybody else have anything? John? Commissioner Nugent?
Before his comment.
Oh, by the way, John, I just want to make sure for the record that, in fact, Commissioners Schuessler and Nugent did arrive, and they are present. I said they'd be a little late at the onset of the meeting, so I just want that for the record.
Yes.
Yeah, a client's house got broken into, so I had to go over there. It's vacant. They live in California. This, I read it, I was cool with it. The only thing I wanted to do, he happened to mention Fairway, but I was thinking about Fernway, Fairway, and Orland Hills Gardens, our three oldest neighborhoods, and probably three of the only neighborhoods that actually have one-car garages. Orland Hills Gardens, the H Streets, unlike other towns that have similar situations, those people have a hard time converting their one-car garages to living space and adding a driveway. Fairway is pretty easy for the ones that have that. And obviously Fernway, they have large lots. So my only thing was, in changing any of this, are we, and especially that group, not generalizing, but you know, those have a lot of working class residents who might have a work vehicle at home and they may want what seems like a second driveway. We're not limiting their abilities to like convert garages or have a driveway along the side of the house, are we? So they still can like convert a one car garage and have a driveway that goes to a new detached garage in the back. And we're not.
If there's room and lot coverage and as long as it meets the zoning district requirements that they're located in, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to limit their ability to convert their garages for living space.
Yeah, probably your limiting factors are not this section in particular, just personal opinion, but.
Because they'll often have a driveway along, especially Orland Hills Gardens, not so much Fernway, but right. Some Fairway. Mm-hmm. They'll have a driveway along the side of their house, pretty close to the property line,
yeah.
And a lot of them, because the type of people that have the homes, will keep the original driveway, too. So are they going to have too wide of a driveway? Because you care more about between the sidewalk and the street, right? So do they still have to approach it from one drive? Are we going to allow them to still put the drive? So this isn't, whatever rights they had yesterday, they would still have tomorrow?
They should.
He's a grandfathered
yes,
in.
It's more, yeah.
Well,
no, you're asking if it's grandfathered in.
Not the existing people. Someone that, like, tomorrow comes in and says, I want to convert my one-car garage to a living space and put a garage in the back and do a driveway, like, oh, man, no, your driveway's too wide. So I don't want this to prohibit their ability to do that.
They just clean it up.
I guess
from one place to
right. It's all clean up, right? I'm just verifying.
I would say
I just wanted to verify the record. Mm-hmm. We're not limiting the options of those three neighborhoods.
I don't believe we are.
Not this change is not changing that. This is we're simply just moving things around here. We haven't changed any of the numbers that are pre-existing. So what they could have done yesterday, they'll be able to do. Tomorrow, it's just, it won't be found in the village code, it'll be found in the land development code.
Okay.
There may be other regulations.
Yeah, other regulations that, yeah. Can and will stop them from doing whatever they want, but not this one.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Commissioner Chairman, Schuessler?
I'd like to see you change the numbers. I'm going to say it because it's not really before us, but I don't have any problem with leaving the apron the same, as the director indicated, for the reasons that he indicated. But we have a lot of two-car driveways in Orland Park. You know, he indicated the places where you have one-car driveways, and then you got the rest of the village, which is either two or three-car driveways, and predominantly two. We also have three-car driveways, but we have a lot of two-car driveways. That's probably the majority of the driveways. And it's 20 feet. So you take a two-car driveway, you put two cars in there side by side, and you're usually getting out in the grass on the driver's side or the car that's on the right side and the passenger side. I'd be comfortable if you just added a foot and you got a 21 feet instead of 20 feet. So you got a little more room to get out without stepping in the grass or stepping in the landscaping, but that's my personal opinion. My subdivision has a lot of 20-foot wide driveways. I've got a 20-foot wide driveway, and sometimes when my wife's caregiver parks a little bit too far on the one side, I have trouble getting out of the garage. So adding a foot would be nice to make it a minimum of or a maximum of 21 feet. I have no problem with the maximum number, and I have no problem with the apron between the street and the curb at the present numbers that you have there. It just would be nice to have the driveways a little bit wider to make it easier to get out of a car when there are two cars in the driveway.
Thank you.
Those are my only comments.
Commissioner Sanchez, anything?
No questions here.
Paul?
Just one question. It was already brought up about the paver bricks. That and concrete, are there any other options? My understanding is you can't do blacktops on new driveways. Is that correct?
I guess, yeah. should be able to.
I think we looked into that
Yeah, asphalt, concrete,
ago, and we were told we couldn't.
Bricks. Yep, so that's allowed. I just pulled our flat work permit. Today.
Okay.
So, yeah, still allowed. Yep.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Could I ask the staff, how do you feel about a 21-foot-wide double driveway? Is that something you'd be amenable to, direct, really not, maybe, okay, what's your feeling on it? Putting you on the spot, Carrie.
What is the basis of 20 feet? I would think they would think that the average car width, even a full-size car, is X, multiplied by 2, and perhaps the average driver would park on their side. So it would help to know what the basis of 20 feet is.
Go ahead.
I mean, I guess just looking at our parking space requirements, the minimum, or the parking spaces are 9 feet, so this is already an extra foot for, I mean, cars fit in the 9-foot spaces, so there's 10. Are you looking at like 1 foot for every like 10 feet, so like a 10-foot wide driveway would be 11?
No, just for a double car driveway, make it 21.
Make it 21?
Leave the three car one the same,
okay,
same as it is now.
Yeah, when you think about a parking lot, you've got the space to go over. So 9 feet, because 9 feet is tight. A 10-foot wide is tight, in my opinion. I think the 21 is a great idea. But what would that do to you guys? Does that change the whole world?
I think the interesting part of this ordinance is that it's the measurements to consider, like I said, are at the sidewalk, right? So if you're, for Commissioner Schuessler's example, you know, if somebody is, if you have like an extra foot outside of, if you kind of flare out a little bit from,
it'd be like six inches on each side. You're talking,
or, you know, as to fit the shape of your garage or home or whatnot. I don't think that would be prohibited as part of this. You could have that, but you know, realistically, how many times are you going to have two cars entering a driveway at exactly the same time, to which you need exactly two car lengths to get in there, right? You probably
no, they're parking next to each other. One's parking, and then the other one to get out is getting into the,
right. Right,
like Ed's house, for example, but he's in a townhome. The neighbor parks a little too close. Now he can't get out of his garage. That's how tight 20 feet is. I mean, we make big cars now.
You guys didn't answer the question. What is that something you'd want to consider? Or you're amenable to it, or what's the staff feeling on it?
Yeah, we'll absolutely take a look at, you know, plenty of other villages' standards. I was looking at car widths before we came here. I know that like my little 05 Accord is around like 5.6. If you have an F-150, it's more like six and a half, two-thirds, something like that. So you could get pretty wide, but again, the idea between like 10, 20, 30, I really do like that it is, you're forcing people to slow down to make that turn, and then if they need to, once they're in that driveway, if it flares out from there and they need more space to park, that's okay. But to slow down on the street and turn into that 10, 20, or 30, I think is applicable and fine, just personally.
Well, that's certainly something that...
I can draw it out, yeah.
I mean, that's something...
But we'll absolutely consider that. It's a fair consideration, especially a foot either way.
Obviously, we'll see. Purpose of this right now, this amendment, is just to consolidate where this information can be found.
Correct.
You know.
I don't want to hold up what you're planning to do here to clean things up, but could you look at it and report back to us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether that's feasible or it isn't feasible for whatever reason.
Thank you.
And once again, I'm not proposing that we're not proposing that we change the apron width. This would just be the driveway width to allow an easier time to get in and out of vehicles.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Paul.
Regarding case number 2023-0898, I move to approve the staff recommendation action as presented in the staff report to the Plan Commission for this case.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sanchez. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed? You got something? No? Okay. Thank you. I move we close public hearings.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, now I move we open public hearings with public hearing number 2023-0515, Athletic Operations maintenance facility project at 146